Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're talking to you on the subject of deliverance. In Mark 16:17, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Every single believer in Jesus Christ is to cast the evil spirits out of themselves and be able to cast it out of others. We've seen in Luke chapter 4 and verse 18 where Jesus ministered healing and deliverance to bring people out of captivity and set them free from bondages in their life. We saw in Mark 1:39 where he went into all the synagogues of Galilee and cast out devils. We've mentioned that life is spiritual, that God is a spirit, Satan is a spirit, angels are spirits, the evil spirits that serve Satan in the heavenlies and in the earth are spirits, you and I are a spirit, and God's word is spiritual law. The spiritual realm controls and dominates the natural realm. Therefore, since our enemy is a spirit, we're going to have to deal with him and win the battle in the spirit if we're going to see the change in the natural. We talked about these evil spirits that operate in the earth. They have all the attributes of personality, and they seek to get into a person to carry out their destruction. How do they come in? We saw they come in from three general ways: from inheritance, from our own sins, and being victimized in life. Inheritance, as Lamentations 5:7 says, our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have borne their iniquities. And in Numbers 14:18 speaks of visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation. Inherited generational iniquity curses coming down the line are the number one negative influence in everybody's life. They also come in from sin. Ephesians 4:27 says, neither give place to the devil. We give place to the devil when we sin, and we allow the spirits to come into us. In Ecclesiastes 10:8, whoso breaketh an hedge, a serpent shall bite him. The hedge is broken through sin. A serpent is a type of the evil spirit that will have entrance to bring destruction. And what is the result of sin? It is curses come upon a person. In fact, we can be cursed even if we sin ignorantly. In Leviticus chapter 5 and verse 17, it says, if a soul sin and commit any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the commandments of the Lord, though he wist it not, wist means to know, though he knows it not, yet is he guilty and shall bear his iniquity. That's why we are responsible to know the Word of God, the Word of the Covenant, so we don't walk in the ways of sin. So sin allows spirits to come in. And the third way is from victimization. If we've been through abuse, if we've been through trauma, we've been through some sort of destructive activity through other individuals used of the enemy, spirits will come in from the victimization and cause destructive effects in our life. We mentioned that curses have a cause, and they have that which enforces the curse. The curse causeless shall not come. And that which enforces the curse are the evil spirits that come in from inheritance, our own sins, or victimized in life. Therefore, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, we all have an inheritance line of iniquity curses coming down the line, man needs deliverance. Now, who is deliverance for? It's not for the world. They don't have a covenant with God, and they could not retain their deliverance. We saw from Matthew chapter 15 and Mark chapter 7, dealing with a Syrophoenician woman, Jesus said he was only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, coming to those in covenant relationship with God, which were the children of Israel under the old covenant. And he said that deliverance was the children's bread and not for the dogs, indicating that deliverance belongs to those in covenant relationship with God. Well, who's in covenant relationship with God today? Born again Christians. Also, if you cast evil spirits out of someone out there in the world, could they retain their deliverance? No. They would not be able to stand against the devil's temptations, and the spirits would be able to come back in, and they would be in worse shape as more wicked ones would come in. The answer for people out there in the world is they first of all need to get born again, then they can receive deliverance from evil spirits. So who is deliverance for? It is for those who are born again Christians in covenant relationship with the Lord, who have authority over the enemy, who can retain their deliverance and bring forth fruit. Now today we're going to go over some of what we talked about in the last broadcast regarding how Christians can have demons in them if they're born again. This is a very important point because this is such a controversial subject in the body of Christ. Many people have thought that once you're born again and you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and or receive the Holy Spirit to come and dwell in you, that there's no way that any evil spirits could ever be in a believer in Jesus Christ. This teaching is is false, and we're going to drive this point home to you again today. It's very important that we understand that we're made of three parts, spirit, soul, and body, 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Demons are not in our spirit, but they are in the soul and in the body. Some people think that demons can't be in you because light can't dwell with darkness, or good with evil, or a holy God with unclean evil spirits in them. Well, that is true in our spirit. There are no demons in our spirit, but they are still in the soul and or in the body even after we are born again. Proof of this is seen in the Old Testament temple example of Jesus casting out the money changers. In Mark 11:15, here's where Jesus came to Jerusalem, went into the temple, began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers. There were three parts of the Old Testament temple: the Holy of Holies, the Holy Place, and the Outer Court. God was dwelling in the Holy of Holies, not in the Holy Place or Outer Court. The evil physical money changers were either in the Holy Place or Outer Court, and they were carrying on their destructive evil activities. The presence of God was in one location in the Holy of Holies, while the evil inhabitants in another location, either in the Holy Place or Outer Court, but all inside the temple. That shows you that the presence of God in the temple does not keep evil inhabitants from entering into and operating in the temple, just as the money changers were. Now, this is important because the Old Testament temple is a physical type of the New Testament spiritual temple, which you and I are once we're born again believers in Jesus Christ. The Holy of Holies is likened to our spirit, the Holy Place likened to our soul, and the Outer Court likened to our physical body. The physical evil inhabitants are type of the evil spiritual inhabitants, which are the evil spirits. Just as the physical evil inhabitants were in the physical temple, so are evil spiritual inhabitants in us, the spiritual temple. Now, the evil spirits are not in our spirit, just as the money changers were not in the Holy of Holies. The evil spirits are in the soul and in the body. And to cleanse the physical temple, someone had to come in and cast them out. And who was that? That was Jesus. In like manner, today, someone has to come in and cast the evil spirits out of us, which of course is also done by the name of Jesus, Jesus manifesting himself through the authority delegated unto us, as we cast out the devils in the name of Jesus. So, Christians have evil spirits in them, not in their spirit, but in their soul and body, and they must be cast out. They've come in from inheritance, our own sin, and or victimization in life. Now, let's give a practical example of demons being in a person. If you have a person with deaf spirits in them causing deafness, in the Bible, they cast the deaf spirits out and then they were able to hear. Well, there's lots of Christians today that have deafness in a particular ear, that if the deaf spirits were cast out, they would be able to hear. They are true born-again Christians. They have a relationship with God. Their spirit is right with God. Yet the deaf spirits are in their physical body causing the deafness problem. That shows you that evil spirits can be in one location causing a particular problem in our life while the presence of God is in our spirit. In fact, once we're born again, God has given us authority over all the power of the enemy, and we're supposed to cast out the devils because these signs follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out the devils. Now, another practical example is someone who has demons in their mind, hearing voices, schizophrenia, paranoia, sudden panic attacks, depression, suicidal tendencies. These are spirits in the person's mind. When they're cast out, the person will be set free. You see, I've been ministering deliverance and casting out evil spirits for the past 22 years, helping people get set free. We've seen 19 people healed of cancer. We've had people healed of diabetes, heart problems, high blood pressure. We've seen them set free from all kinds of physical ailments. We've seen people set free from mental problems such as schizophrenia, paranoia, panic attacks, suicidal tendencies, depression. We've seen people set free from addictive compulsive problems such as alcohol, nicotine, drugs, gluttony bondages in a person's life. We've seen people set free from poverty spirits, loss of prosperity spirits, things that have affected them physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, and financially, all through casting out evil spirits, which is driving out the real root cause of the problem. You see, Jesus cast out the demons every place he went, and he taught the 12 to cast them out, and he taught the 70 to cast them out. And then he says, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name, they shall cast out devils as well. And they did it in the book of Acts. They cast out the devils out of the people that got born again. In Acts chapter 8, when Philip preached Christ to those at Samaria, and they believed the things that Philip was preaching about the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus, and they got born again, and they were baptized, and they saw the miracles that were occurring, as these that had come to the Lord and been born again, they had the devils cast out, and healing was ministered to them, and they were Christians. So deliverance was regular ministry in all those that are true disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why has there been such a problem in the body of Christ with believing that Christians can have demons in them? It's because we've been ignorant of the fact that life is spiritual, and these are evil spirits that are in us. They must be cast out in order to be set free. I've found that all the mental problems and most all the physical problems are rooted in evil spirits, which must be cast out. With all the inherited generational iniquity curses that come in from sin, they're always rooted in evil spirits that have come in because of the open door of sin and iniquity coming down the inheritance line. You know, if it was such that we didn't have any evil spirits in us once we're born again, then why do we have the same problems as our inheritance line? And why do Christians have the same problems as people out there in the world, with physical problems, mental problems, emotional problems, financial problems? If it was such that the presence of God would keep all the evil spirits out of us, then we should have no more problems in any area of our life. We should be in perfection. Certainly the presence of God could keep all the sickness, disease out, all the mental problems, all emotional problems. We should be walking in perfection with that type of mentality. But no, Christians have evil spirits in them, and they need to be cast out. And it's important also to know that having evil spirits in you does not mean you're a bad person or some raving maniac. That's understanding. That's how Satan does things. In casting out the cancer spirits and seeing the people be set free of cancer, we found out that the spirits of cancer have a life in them as a spiritual life, which is an evil spirit of cancer. As we cast out the spirits of cancer continually, then the cancerous tumors would shrink and they would dissolve and they would be gone. Because you cast out the spirits, then that particular cell will die. We've seen the same thing with tumors and cysts and growths. We had one woman that had 5 fibroid tumors. We cast out those spirits over about a 6-week period, and systematically those tumors began to shrink and shrink and shrink, and when she went in for the operation that she was already scheduled for, they opened her up, and 4 of them were totally gone, and 1 of them was a little pea-sized. They closed her up and sent her home, because of course they didn't need to do anything for her, because they were eliminated. It was all through casting out the spirits. You've got to understand that life is spiritual, and these are evil spirits that are causing problems in us. That's why the first sign following the believer is to cast out the spirits. As we learn to do this, you're going to be set free from all the problems in your life, and you're going to see victory. As I close today, I want to make my book available to you on the subject of deliverance, a 312-page comprehensive book called Deliverance for All Christians, $10, postage paid. Please call 602-279-5212. Deliverance for All Christians, please call 602-279-5212. That's 602-279-5212. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I also minister healing and deliverance to all who have a need. I minister continual deliverance and healing, doing whatever it takes until a person is set free. I've seen the Lord heal cancer, heart problems, diabetes, blindness, deafness, dumbness, seizures, eliminate tumors, and bring forth healing from all kinds of sickness and disease. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.